Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Hey, good morning. 7:05 in the morning here on the 15th of September. Halfway through it. 30 days of September. Halfway through it today. Hey, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, good morning. Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday. Tuesdays, she's always on assignment. So do I need to say anything after that? Hey, it's me, Carl Bott. Linda's not here today. Does it sound better to say she's on assignment?
It does, yeah.
It does. Okay, see, okay, then I will continue to do that. So, good morning, and who do we have at the helm today?
Hello, everyone. My name is Travis Michel. First day.
Here you go. So, what's the weather look like?
Oh, we have a high of 91 today and a low of 57 tonight.
How about the rest of the week?
Well, the rest of the week, it looks to be the same. We have a slight chance of showers on Thursday night, which seems to be clearing up the week for mostly clear on Friday and possibly clear on Sunday with a high of 87.
Okay. Did we get rain this week? Did I say that, or did you say that and I just missed it?
Oh, chance of showers, yes, on Thursday.
Okay. Well, let's hope so. Let's just hope the weather cooling down is going to help fight these fires.
Yes.
Okay. Ashley, do we have a fire update? Or can our new guy do that? Do I throw him into the fire, you might say?
We have a fair amount of different fires going across the North State. I think everyone knows that. The August Complex and the North Complex are going to be the most scary. So the North Complex is in Butte County, and that's at quarter million acres currently, and that was updated just 1 minute ago. That's at 38% containment. That one is the one that has had a fair amount of fatalities. They just discovered a couple more, identified a couple more, and it's very tragic. The gigantic one is the August Complex, and that one's about 750,000 acres at 30% containment. That's what's sending a lot of our smoke up this direction with some of those south winds coming throughout the day and much of tomorrow as well.
Okay. Shingletown.
Shingletown, as far last I heard, which was yesterday, they contained it around 50 right. acres.
It started there. Around 2 o'clock yesterday, my friends, and it was a car fire.
Yeah.
And a car fire, an automobile fire.
The vehicle fire.
And it caught, I guess it... Once it started, it spread, I think, eventually to 20 acres, but
they dumped every resource into that.
They had planes flying. They had everything.
Yeah.
And no houses were lost, even though they evacuated part of one of the...
Shasta Forest Village area.
Yeah, evacuated that, but then they were able to come back in. So great job by our firefighters.
Yay!
Because Shingletown...
That could have been very dramatic and very terrifying.
Shingletown has dodged a bullet here.
Yeah, so far. A lot of people are saying it's the next campfire, the next paradise.
Yeah. Well, you know what they've done is the state has cleared that land along that road.
Oh, big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
Opening that up so people, you can get more than two vehicles down that road at a time. But they really have cleared it out far enough to give people a chance at least.
Yeah.
North or south. North or south, east or west. East or west.
There are a lot of ways to get out of Shingletown in the north-south direction as well. You can go to Manson, you can go to Oak Run, Whitmore, all that. So
no,
I think
that's true.
You
can go different directions out of there, but the main roads, they have cleared a lot of it out and cleared off a lot of that brush, which is what needs to be done. Which leads us to the next topic. President Trump was in California, and President Trump, being President Trump, laid it on California for not cleaning up their forest. Okay. And he's right. He's absolutely right. But, let's be careful when you're living in a glass house here, because the majority of the land that has burnt is fed land. And they have the same problem the state land has, is not cleaned up, not cleared up, it's not thinned out. Now, to me, state land, and I, you know what, somebody tell me I'm wrong, change my mind, but it seems to me a state would have more say about what's going on in their, on their own state lands than say the feds trying to say, okay, we've got 18 billion acres of land out here, but the state seems like it could control it better. But does the do the feds have to do a better job? Absolutely. It does no good to clear out your areas and keep it clean if, you know, the, your adjoining neighbor has piled up brush. You know what I mean? Okay. So, but anyway, Trump is here. A lot of Trump supporters out there. And it was interesting. They said, well, are you going to be able to see Trump? I don't think so. Because he's in there, we're out here. But it's the closest I've been. Is that cool? It's the maybe we'll get a look at him. On the other hand, the anti-Trump protesters were there. Now, let's try and define the differences between the two groups. Trump supporters on this side holding signs out, no obscenities. They were staying off the streets and everything. Anti-Trump protesters wearing helmets that had very profane comments, blocking the streets, trying to keep the traffic from moving through. You know, then when they get pushed out of the way by a car, I didn't say hit, I just said pushed out of the way, they start screaming that they're under attack. And whinging if they got hit by a car. Now, not all anti-Trump protesters are like that. Just like not all BLM protesters riot and tear down cities. But I see it, you know, in this case, a decided difference. And our, you know what, our BLM protesters up here, you know, were there on Court Street for hours that night. Signs, waving things, screaming, yelling, their counter-protesters on the other side being sullen. they're not quite as happy. But at the end of it, getting together. But the other part was, I drive down the street the next morning at 6 o'clock, where they had this, I mean, there's a lot of people down there. The street is clear. It's not clear. It's clean. The bushes are clean. The grass is clean. Nobody left anything down there, like, you know, discarded mask or discarded signs. No, it was cleaned up. You know, again, Reading has a protest, and then we clean up after ourselves. Kind of cool. Okay, today Gary Hayward's going to be with us. And Glenn Hayward is going to be with us. And Glenn heads up the medical clinics for Ready Reentry, and they just opened another one up. But I want to talk to him about you know, what are their plans for the future for our communities around here when it comes to clinics? How many people does it help? You know, the people that can go to the clinic and other medical aspects of continuing to open clinics up here in the North State. We're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And Sleep Number has a lot of things happening. You know, 83% of couples sleep too hot or too cold. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed creates your own personal microclimate. It balances surface temperature to keep you blissfully asleep all night. New smart 3D fabric is up to 50% more breathable than the other mattresses for a cooler sleep surface. Think about that. That your bed can keep you cool at night. They've got other things down to Sleep Number, and I'm kind of getting off track here, but they've got other mattress coverings there that can heat or cool, you know, through plugging it into an electric outlet, which is cool. Compared to your average sleeper, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more sleep per night. So what am I trying to say here? They're introducing the new temperature balancing Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Save up to $1,000 on a new 360 smart bed plus smart adjustable base. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. And our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. You can go over there, lay on the bed, try out this new 360 smart bed. that provide your own personal microclimate. You get to adjust your bed already. My sleep number setting is 55. Linda's sleep number setting is 45. So can you imagine? I wonder if then you can adjust your own climate for your own side. Something to check out. We'll be right back after these messages.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high.
Dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are training a new producer today. He's been watching and kind of fiddling with the buttons here for about 3 days. So, yeah, it's throwing behind the board there. Then Ashley's hovering over him with this. You know what? He's got a stick. What do you do with that? Oh, my gosh. He dropped a song, and I saw her smack him. Is this a good way of learning?
It seems to be working, yes.
It seems to be working? Okay. You got a great voice there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we may let you do commercials here.
A little trivia. Last summer, I played the voice of Audrey II, the plant, at Shasta College musical, Little Shop of Horrors.
That's right. And you also, of course, were in the play out there, A Few Good Men. Did a great job as a prosecutor.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, welcome back, 7:18 in the morning. It's about... gosh, what is it, like, 64 degrees or something going up to, what is it going up to today?
Yeah, we're about 61 right now, yes.
Okay, 61, and we're going to go up to...
Going up to 91?
About 91 today. And it's going to be smoke. Did we get the air quality index, and what's that?
Oh, we did. We are right now at 167 for the USAQI.
A little bit down. Now, I was in contact with people up in Oregon, and Medford was something like 375. I would say that's bad. For air quality index.
Yeah, very bad. Yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Country Kitchen Restaurant Bakery. You know, it's been there for 27 years, and Country Kitchen Restaurant is just an outstanding place to eat. Located in the Hillcrest Shopping Center, they're open now. I think they open up around 6 o'clock, and they close at 2 p.m. Give them a call at 223-5438. Everything that they serve there, their bread and their cinnamon rolls and everything, is baked right there. Country Kitchen. It's open line. Open line. So if you've got, I don't care what it is, if you've got something to discuss, please give us a call at 605-4567 and turn it loose. Got something stuck in your craw, something bothering you, anything from Are we going to be at half step through January on opening up? How about that judge that just back east that just said that the governor can't shut down everything like that? You know, that the governments are still, even during times of crisis, are still under the rule of law, and they can't just shut everything down. I kind of like that. And by the way, that judge was a Trump appointee. Let's talk football. How many of you are truly watching football to the full extent? I saw, you know, one of the commentators on Facebook that said, well, if you're not watching football, you obviously don't want civil rights. I'm not sure how that equates, but, you know, again, people have the right to their own opinion. I haven't watched a football game yet. I started to watch a game, so I got into the pregame, but there was so much stuff going on that was kind of like contentious to me. I just said, you know, I don't think so. So I haven't watched the game. I didn't watch Drew Brees and Tom Brady go at it. This is Brady's opening game of being down with the Buccaneers. I think that's who he's with. But they said that the viewership had dropped like 38%, and in some cases more, I guess, and maybe some of the markets. The question is, are you not watching football because of protest? Are you just tired of the fact that these multimillionaires, not all of them, but in many cases, in all sports, you know, are talking about how unfair it is for them? And I can't help but think, well, if you weren't catching a football or throwing a football or shooting a basketball, how many people would be multimillionaires of that group? This country's been really good to many people. And, you know, is it perfect? No, of course not. But the idea of taking a sporting event and turning it into a political rally has never, and I don't care which side it's on. You know, if they were kneeling for the fact that you can't, that our freedoms in California have been abridged when it comes to the Second Amendment, when it comes to churches, you know, having a full and open, congregation. No, not even for that. Nope. Because do your job and don't lay your political beliefs on me during that job. And now with the amount of people that can't get into the stadiums, well, so that money's gone, and the viewership down, what happens next year when they rewrite all the contracts for all the, you know, for the TV and advertising? Are they just going to ignore this year? Is next year going to be better? Is it just waiting for the election? And then what happens if Trump wins? What happens if Trump wins? Joe Biden is already beefing up the legal team for a contested election. So if Trump wins like he did last time, the Electoral College, but not the popular vote, what happens then? Now, Redding is not going to have the problems. It just won't. That San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Portland, Seattle, Philadelphia. I'm not sure about Chicago. You know, I'm not sure if Chicago riots. They just shoot each other. They don't have, like, major riots. You know, I guess they did have a major riot up there. Baltimore, New York, Dallas, all these cities that if Trump wins, the cities are going to be on fire. And then it's up to Biden right then to try to heal if he loses. Or he can just continue to stoke the fires. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So, two questions. Do you think if Trump wins that the country is going to just flare up or be on fire in major cities? And does the NFL, how much does NFL football and the NBA basketball play in your life? Is it, you know, my son-in-law is, he's a junkie. He's just a junkie on this. So he'll watch, his team is the Philadelphia Eagles. He's followed them his whole life. And not watching the Philadelphia Eagles, it's just not in his makeup. Or watching basketball, it's just not in his makeup. He just enjoys it that much. And as much as he's opposed to the hysterics at the beginning of each game, it doesn't make any difference. He says, we'll just wait until the game starts and I turn it on. Okay. All right. Now, when saying all that, the LA or the Las Vegas Raiders all stood for the national anthem. And then here's the other thing. So do you take the percentage of the people not standing for the national anthem, and then everybody stands for the black national anthem, which I'm still trying to get my arms around that one, but that they don't stand for the national anthem. Do you look at percentages? Like, okay, it was like 20% of the players on this team didn't, and 15% on this team didn't stand, they kneeled. Now, so, you know, you put it that, at like, say, okay, 30%. Let's use that number. Okay, so 30% total of the players didn't stand. So I'm only going to watch 70% of the game. Do you do it like that? So you just figure out how long is that game going to last? How many quarters? Okay, it's a quarter and a half. So I'm not going to watch the first 1.5 quarters. Then I can watch it afterwards. Can you do it like that? Just for the percentage of people. Now, that means then the Las Vegas Raiders all stood up, so I can watch 100% of that game. However, their opponents, only 80% stood. So I've lost 20% of the game right off the top. So do I take it out of the front? Of course, you take it out of the front so you can see the end of the game. So are you working percentages like that? Have you got it down to that? Are you just saying, it's too hard, Carl, I'm never going to watch another NFL game as long as they do this? Comments in the chat room. We'll get to those in a few minutes. Okay. I'm going to break now because I want to get into the election 50 days from now. And a comment that somebody I know made on Facebook, and I had to answer it and asked him a question, and his answer to it, because it's something we all think about, but he just said it out front. But this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, Northern California's premier retirement community, surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. This senior living community, and it's not an assisted living, it's senior living, gives you the ability to travel, gives you the ability to live your life in comfort. You don't have to worry about, you know, going out and shopping for meals. You don't have to worry about if there's going to be toilet tissue there. A gourmet chef, a full-time activity director, and they are pet friendly. Yeah, pet friendly. To learn more, give Brian a call at 238-5981, and you can probably even get a tour of the retirement community to see if there's this place you'd really like to go to. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadero is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadero. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Billy Joel and the Piano Man. You know, during the World Series a couple years ago, he's a Chicago Cubs supporter and has been for a long time. And it was that night he threw out the baseball or something, and during the seventh inning stretch there where they played music, they played Piano Man, and everybody in the stadium sang along. Yeah, they sing along. Pretty cool. This portion of the show brought to you by House of Realty. They've been here since 1965. It's like the second or third generation of people working there. House of Realty is, during this time frame, when there's usually, over close to 2,000 homes for sale in Shasta County, it's down to, 600 homes for sale? You want somebody that's an expert. You want somebody that can get the job done and find you a home or sell your home and get the best price for it possible. Well, that's House of Realty. You can give them a call at 241-8300. Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I don't even know where to start with this bit with the NFL. I stopped watching in 2016 when the charade of Kaepernick started.
Well, now people are...
Because I don't see him giving back any of those little green bills that say United States of America back to the owner. If he really was fighting for a cause, I think he got to give up his salary and everything he's getting paid if he really stood for something.
Well, I wonder about how many of the players are taking care of families or putting pressure of people being shot, people of color being killed in not only Chicago, but now you've got to start looking at New York since they've made
their
change.
They got a great team in Seattle.
Yeah,
and they're destroying the city.
And I can't help but think that, you know, there's not, but we can't forget this. Not all the players are doing this.
I understand.
This is not 100%. You know, it's the NFL has caved in on for whatever reason, but it's not all the players. In fact, it's not even, I don't even think it's a majority of the players.
Guilt by association they assign to conservatives? Because if you are a conservative, you're a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
That's true. If you're a Trump supporter, you're automatically a racist. Automatically.
But to the current situation with the NFL, like I said, I haven't watched it till 2016. And then I did turn on a little bit just to see what it was going to be like this weekend. It just dawned on me. Like the light just flashed in front of my face of, this is just wasting time tuning into this. Because the commentators and the analysts, they never let it stop. In between the plays, they're bringing up something about this. They're bringing something about that. They're bringing up someone's name, you know, George Floyd or whoever it may be. There's no relief.
Well, the one that I question is, you know, okay, George Floyd, but, there's been talk that he didn't die of having his face pushed into the ground, or the bad policing techniques, that he died of a fentanyl overdose. But, you know, nothing of that has come out, but it will in court. But this Jacob Blake guy is, you know, they're putting his name on the helmets and all this. And this is a guy that, you know, had been arrested for rape. He was trying to come back in the house when the cops came. They had an arrest warrant for him. And they found, from what I understand, they found a gun in the car. So, you know, and he's not dead. You know, they shot him, and they shot him seven times. And there's no reason he shouldn't be dead, except they didn't have good picture inside alignment, I guess. But the fact is this the kind of guy's name you want to put on the helmet? You know, when the NFL, several years ago, when those five policemen, remember, were ambushed and killed?
In Texas.
And they wanted to put, some of the players wanted
the
to
Dallas
put.
The Dallas Cowboys wanted to put the American flags on their helmets, and the league stopped them.
That's right. And when other people wanted to do something, the league stopped them. No, we don't do that. Well, the league's changed totally, obviously, since the killing. Now, here's my question is, are we going to see the names of the Compton police on anything? A jersey?
I'll give you 10-1 odds on that.
I don't take sucker bets. Okay, I have, but I'm not going to take this one.
And the other thing with the NFL, it was a relief. It was something just to escape from all the other things that are going on in your life and have a few hours of just entertainment. It's no longer that.
Well, go to watch college football.
Hockey.
Hockey.
Did you watch the hockey playoff game last night?
No, I.
Oh my gosh!
You know, and I have to admit this. I'm really not into watching any type of professional sport. I may pick up a college football team toward the end of the year, to watch some college football.
Carl, watch a little of the hockey game tonight. Just tickle yourself a little bit.
Okay.
I mean,
I have won money though on the Sharks. I didn't think the Sharks are. Is every team in the playoffs this year?
Well, they're down to the. There's only three left. One transferred to the championship game last night, and then tonight they're playing for the Eastern Conference to see who's going to go to the final.
Okay, all right.
But it's the best of three yet. So
okay, all right, Chris. Thanks a lot. Got somebody else on here. I can't reach it. Is that Richard?
Okay. Yes, Richard.
Oh, okay, Richard. Good morning. How are you? Hello, Richard. You're on. Richard? Okay, are we pushing the wrong buttons there? Richard?
No.
Hello? Richard? I think Richard's still on there. Oh, no, he's calling back.
Oh.
Okay. 7:38 in the morning here, and it's going to be going up to like 91 today. The air quality index is pretty good. Somebody who's on the chat room just said, Bend, Oregon, air quality index, 408. How can you even go outside at 408? Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, today's Board of Supervisor meeting.
Board of Supervisor meeting.
Yes, they're going to be voting on a resolution on how to spend the CARES funding. That would be the COVID-related funding. So the CARES money was $18 million and change, plus some grant funding and other sources for a total of $22 million plus. Hey, Carl, what percentage of that $22 million do you think is going to government versus going to private sector? Give me a number.
Oh, okay, half.
Ooh, you're so generous. No, 89% of that money is going to government, Carl, 89%. If that makes anybody angry, please show up today. Voice your anger. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. You know, speaking of the Board of Supervisors, Les Baugh is out there on Facebook saying it's time to open up the county. Now, Les was one of those that voted to close down the county, everything, and then, of course, he's the one that got his picture taken and put it on Facebook when he's getting his hair cut, even though every other barbershop was shut down except Woody's down in Cottonwood. And Cottonwood does things their own way anyway. But he put it on Facebook, and I thoroughly trashed him over that because I didn't trash Woody, but I trashed Les because, Les, how can you close down everything else, then you go down and get a haircut and put it on Facebook? Well, now Les Baugh is saying it's time to open up the county. So my question was this. Well, Les, why don't you put an initiative up for a vote on the Board of Supervisors that says – it's time to open up the county. And when people tell me, well, the county is open. No, the county isn't open. The county is partially open. So it's kind of like saying defunding the police. Well, that's not what it means. Well, defund means this. So open means it's open. Churches are open. Restaurants are back at full capacity. Bars are open. All of that. Well, it's not. It's not like that. It's still partially open. When are we going to go fully open? What does it take? What are the parameters to get fully open in our county? Is it like zero cases? I don't think we're going to see zero cases. And here's what else. Here it is. It's September the 15th. What happens on January 1st? And we still have some cases out there because it appears that this thing is going to kind of like linger out there. And even with the vaccine. Even with the vaccine, which many people say they're not going to take until they watch it for a little while, even the vaccine, which is only about, which is what Dr. Fauci said, was only going to be around 50% effective. What if this lingers on? Are we going to continue to keep the churches shut down where you can't sing in the church? Okay, so you have outdoor services, but now the air quality index, while it's not as bad as Bend, Oregon, where it's a 405, so we've got the fires going. Okay, that kind of slows it down. But what happens when it gets cold and it starts to rain? Where do the people, where do they go back to church? Some churches would have to hold 10 services a day. Think about that. 10 services a day to have all of their people there if you're doing it based on the size of the church. So when is it going to be enough? When do we open up Shasta County full bore? We got the money, it appears. So maybe it is time. Okay, we got the money. Let's just open up. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. Okay, Les, you put it out there, and I don't know, maybe you have to have a vote in a closed session to see if you can vote for it in an open session. I don't know. Because closed sessions are so nefarious, as we found out with the city council. When in a closed session, they sold a piece of the road to block the Redding Rancheria from building the casino. Their new casino there, when they sold a piece of the road in a closed session to Shasta Land Trust, LLC. Now, tomorrow, Redding City Councilman Mike DeQuisto is going to be on. We're going to discuss this. He's a lawyer, and it'll be interesting to see what he says about that. But we got to take a break, and Ron, just hang on. Richard, thanks a lot for the phone call. And Ron, hang on through the break. And we'll be right back with you because I want to hear what you want to say, but I also want to talk a little bit about the Compton shootings and what's going on with that and the L.A. County Sheriff's challenge to LeBron James. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They're still moving dreams forward. Once a month, they have a business on our show for a half an hour or a community event. And this is just indicative of what Cornerstone Community Bank does. They move local dreams forward. They're not letting this COVID slow them down. They were instrumental in keeping businesses open and keeping people employed during the beginning stages of this with the Paycheck Protection Program, whether they were customers or just people that needed help. Yeah, Cornerstone Community Bank. Two branches in town at 1845 California Street, and the other one, the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me, and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We are a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
She wants to so badly, knows what she wants to be.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone number. It is 7:49 in the morning here on the 15th of September. The other day I was writing November down. Don't ask me why. I just skipped over October. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's favorite place to kind of hang out during the virus. You can go in there and wear a mask or not wear a mask, I guess. You can look at all of these amazing jewelry samples they have, from estate jewelry to Native American jewelry to just once they have designed themselves. Anything that you can imagine is in Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I like to talk to a couple of your subjects, one yesterday and the other today. But anyway, I refuse to watch any sports games. There's so many of them that refuse to stand for the national anthem, and basketball, baseball, whatever, football. And another one I wouldn't watch was hockey. Not hockey, but whatever
soccer.
Team that Megan Rapinoe was on.
Yeah, soccer.
Soccer. When she refused to stand, that settled me. I will not watch any more sports for those things. There's too many men and women that have given up their lives for this. Arizona, I think there's about 1,017 that died that day. I think, and there's, I don't know how many are still entombed in there. Mm-hmm. And Omaha Beach, I think it was like 90% of the first opening when they hit the beach, 90% were either killed or wounded. And too many men and women have just given up their lives and spilled blood for me to watch that. So being a veteran, I just absolutely refuse to watch.
Thank you for your service. Well, you know what, at the same time, we fought for the right for people to do that. But then you have the right not to watch it.
And I have the right not to watch
it. That's right. You know what? And would I ever say take away their right to do that? Absolutely not. We've all, you, Ron, and so many of us have put our lives on the line for people just to be able to do that. But it doesn't mean I have to watch it. It doesn't mean I have to spend my money on it.
Nope, that's with me. And I will never buy another pair of Nike shoes either.
So, well, you know what, and then we get into that. We get, you know, then we get where all these clothing and all this NBA stuff is made in China, made in places where they're using slave labor. If you can believe the news and many different news organizations that say, you know, this. And so our NBA players are making millions off of the labor of kids. And nobody seems to be too upset about that.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And I got one more little thing, if I could make a mention of it.
Uh-huh.
When you had the gentleman on, that young man on yesterday, was a auto shop teacher.
Yeah.
Okay, they used to have a wood shop. My gosh, the tools they had in there.
And it went away.
It went away. I did not realize. Yeah. So I kept quizzing him on that. But anyhow, I did not realize that they'd held an auction and got rid of all those American-made tools.
Isn't that something? It
makes me sad to think of all those tools, because the woodshop class was really a very popular class.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And it was. But when the instructor died, they couldn't get anybody else to take it over. So it went away. And so what do they do? Instead of storing it for maybe later, I don't know what the rules are, but then they sell them at a government auction.
Well,
hey, Ron, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay, somebody said in here, you asked if there would be riots if Trump wins. What about key Trump folks telling us to arm up if the election is stolen by Biden? Well, that's an interesting question. Now, I haven't heard that. I have not heard that to arm up. But I'll tell you, you know what? I'm of the opinion that if the election, if it's won by Biden, I am going to comment like hell on it. Would I take up arms against it? No. It would have to be really significant government overreach. Now, if they say, well, we're going to take away your right to own firearms, then you know what? Then there is that opportunity to fight it in the courts and then go from there. The fact is that an election's an election. And as we have shown in every election, the next election after that, the opposing party sweeps in and takes over all the congressional seats. And if they take over the congressional seats in the Senate again, you block the candidate, or you block the president. That's the best thing. And then you have judges. So many judges out there that will take a look at it. If they're constitutional judges, will say, you're not going to do that. And it finally goes to the Supreme Court. You're not going to take people's firearms. It's just against the Second Amendment. So that's my answer on that today. And as Linda says, I meant it when I said it. So that's where I am. Compton. I want to talk about Compton real quick. Those two deputy sheriffs, more and more is coming out about them. One of them, the lady, or the woman sheriff, was a librarian and then applied for the sheriff's department. So she's in the car. Her partner's in the car. The guy comes up, the thug terrorist POS, that came up and started shooting them. They got out of the car. She's calling for help. Using their code that officers, you know, officers involved in the shooting, and then she said officers down. Meanwhile, she starts bandaging the guy after she's been shot in the face. And, so she's bandaging him, and if you see the photos of them, they're covered with blood, their blood. And then they're taken down. Now, you know, God smiled on them, and, it looks like they're both gonna recover from this. The sheriff, of L.A. County, said to LeBron James, challenged LeBron James, you know, you give all this money for Black Lives Matter. Will you match the reward that's being offered for the for information and arresting this assassin? So it was $175,000 raised so far. He asked him if he would match it. So far, no comment from LeBron James if he would do that. And it's in the one of the city managers who have said, "Oh, the chickens have come home to roost." His job's in peril at this point too. You know what? Whether you agree on anything, everybody should agree on killing people for no reason is wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. I don't care if you're a policeman shooting somebody and you don't have to. That's wrong. But, you know, shooting other people, coming up on them just because they're deputies sitting in a car and blasting away at them, that's not right. And this has happened throughout the country. Death on during duty is up 28% this year from last year. The shootings in all of these cities are up, in Chicago, are up over 100%. And you think about this, shooting somebody, shooting 50 people every weekend in Chicago is wrong. 7, 11, 12, 15, 85 people shot, 15 people dead. It's just wrong. And to continue to let this happen is wrong. Where are the mayors of these cities? Why aren't they calling for help? Why aren't they calling? When the feds came into Chicago, the mayor said, well, I'm going to be watching them. But guess what? They took out. Not only did they take out main members of some of the biggest gangs there for drugs, they also went through there and rescued a lot of people that were involved in the sex trafficking or children that had been reported missing. All of this. You know, there should be a concerted effort by these mayors to get federal help there. If they don't have the personnel, bring in the FBI, bring in the U.S. Marshal Service to help them to do this. And the last thing here is Kamala Harris was on the TV the other day, and she said, during the Harris administration, well, I think it's the Biden administration, but I had somebody on Facebook whom I know and has, you know, we've worked together, has said that, you know, gosh, we can't stand another 4 years of Trump. And then I went back and I said, you know, I have some serious questions if Joe Biden's going to be able to do 4 years. And do you think he's just a placeholder for Harris? And he came back and he said, I think that's what's going to happen. I said, so I guess you're voting for Kamala Harris to be president. And he said, yeah, I guess I am. So that's who they realize that Joe Biden is not going to be able to make it through a whole year or maybe 2 years of being president. He's going to hand it over to Kamala Harris. Is this who you want to be president, Kamala Harris? Because that's what the vote is. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Glenn Hayward with us. He's standing out there. I see him out there. He's the head of the medical developments over from Redding Rancheria, and they are just opening clinic after clinic, and I can't wait to talk to him about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hurricane Sally giving Gulf Coast residents plenty of time to batten down the hatches. That storm crawling toward the coast at just 2 miles per hour. Landfall not expected before late tonight or early tomorrow. High winds, torrential rains, and potentially deadly storm surge not the only hazards posed by the storm.
To make matters even worse, late this afternoon, we could see the threat of tornadoes occurring in some of the outer rain bands as they move on shore in the Florida Panhandle, southern Alabama area. So very nasty weather conditions.
The National Hurricane Center's Stacy Stewart says Sally expected to make landfall near the Alabama-Mississippi line. 36 deaths attributed to the wildfires ravaging parts of California, Oregon, and Washington State. Los Angeles area resident John Matheny said it's getting tough to breathe as air quality deteriorates.
The smoke, the stench is not good.
He spoke with ABC 7 in Los Angeles. The peacemakers are arriving for an historic ceremony at the White House as the quest for peace in the Middle East takes a major step forward.
The leaders will be on hand for the signing of an historic peace accord between Israel and two of its Arab neighbors. In a major diplomatic achievement last month, President Trump announced an agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates to normalize relations. Bahrain agreed to do the same last week. All were gathered later this morning in the White House South Lawn to sign what have been dubbed the Abraham Accords. Bob Agnew reporting.
In the quest for a coronavirus vaccine.
We're very close to getting the vaccine.
President Trump telling Fox and Friends we're likely just a matter of weeks away from a vaccine breakthrough. This is University of Pittsburgh scientists report they've discovered an antibody that appears to neutralize the virus. Wall Street, the Dow up 160 points, and NASDAQ ahead 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Don't miss Infidel, the new heart-pounding political thriller inspired by true events. After being kidnapped in the Middle East, one man must hold on to his faith to survive, and his wife must find the courage to never stop fighting for him.
He's caused an international incident.
I can't give up on him.
When his country abandoned him for sharing his beliefs,
this is terrible.
His freedom became her mission. See Infidel, starring Jim Caviezel, only in theaters this Friday. Rated R.
When does a person get rights?
When a person is a person.
In the new movie, Divided Hearts of America, Super Bowl champion Benjamin Watson searches for the truth about the most polarizing debate of our century. One that boils down to the sacred dignity of human life.
This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make.
Go to SalemNow.com to purchase Divided Hearts of America. Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off.
The Biden campaign organizing a legal team set to challenge the outcome of the election if things don't go their way.
Among those on the team, former Solicitor Generals to Presidents Obama and Clinton, and former Attorney General Eric Holder. President Trump, who's already cast doubt on the election, predicting mail-in ballot fraud, also has a team of campaign attorneys. It's a sign of the preparation underway for an already divisive presidential contest, which could require court intervention to determine the winner of the race for the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has posted a picture of himself in a Berlin hospital saying he's now breathing on his own. The outspoken Putin critic posting the picture on Instagram. Several independent labs have determined that Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. News and analysis, townhall.com. GOP Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio facing a competitive race to hold on to his seat in a red-leaning district.
The Ohio Republican, who was first elected to the House in 1994,
was ousted from his seat during the Democratic wave in 2008, but won it back in 2010. While President Trump won the district by 6 points in 2016, Democrats are vying to once again unseat the incumbent congressman for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, reserving nearly $1 million for television ads. But GOP operatives argue Shabbat is better positioned to win in November than he was in the year that he was defeated, insisting districts lean more Republican and noting that he survived the Democratic wave of 2018. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The U.S. is blocking imports from four companies and one manufacturing plant in northwestern China. They are suspected of using forced labor from people who were detained during a crackdown on ethnic minorities in that region. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio, it's KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let me add this. About an hour after the show is over, you can, if you don't get to hear all of it, or if there's parts you want to go back and listen to, you can go to our archives for today's show and listen to it. I'm here with Travis.
And good morning.
Good morning. He's our newest addition to the KCNR family as our producer. And can you tell us what the weather's going to be?
Yes, thank you. Today, the high is going to be 91 with a low of 57. Throughout the week, it seems to average around 85, 84 on Thursday, 78 on Friday, with a chance of slight showers on Friday as well to clear it for the weekend.
Okay. Hey, our weather reports are brought to us by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. 8:06 in the morning, by the way, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Glenn Hayward, who is the Executive Director of Health Services for Redding Rancheria.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's not your first time here.
No, I like coming on the show.
Well, you know, we like having you here. And, you know, there's a variety of reasons. And you know, being in charge of the health services, y'all opened a clinic, the first clinic, how long ago?
Oh, the tribe has been in the healthcare business for probably about 25, 26 years already. So
wow.
We're not new to the healthcare business ourselves. Back in 1991, we opened our first clinic on Churn Creek Road.
Okay. Yes. You know, that was before my time. And now you have a large clinic, of course, for the for Redding Rancheria, but for all your employees, too, get to go to that clinic, right?
Yes. Our main campus is on Liberty Street, right behind Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah.
And that's our main tribal health center for all of our Native American patients, their dependents, and all of our employees and their families.
Right. Why did you all get into healthcare?
You know, it started a long time ago. I was still in high school, but, you know, Indian Health Services were never good at providing the health care or the promised health care that they were obligated to through treaties to Native Americans. And at one point, our tribal council and our CEO, my Aunt Barbara Murphy, they decided that we can do it much better. And so they took over the health care operations of a small little facility down in Anderson. It was called Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And it started there. And we've been doing a lot better than IHS ever since.
Well, I guess so. So the large campus is pretty large.
It's 33,000 square feet.
Okay. And the and what facilities are available there at your campus, sir?
At the main campus?
At the main campus.
The main campus, we have primary care. We have an urgent care. We've got an in-house pharmacy. We have full dental. We have orthodontics. We have behavior health. We have psychiatry. We've got a community health. We have dietitians. We've got a lab. It's a one-stop shop for all of our patients.
Okay, so you don't have to send things out then.
No.
How about eyeglasses?
We do refer to eyeglasses.
Okay. Yeah. I just, you know, in the military, it's so funny. When you're on active duty, it's everything.
Hmm.
But it's never been eyeglasses for your dependents. And when you get out, your dental stops,
oh,
as does your you still have to go to somebody. Now, they do have eyeglasses. I take that back at the VA clinic. So you can go down there and get your eyes looked at. But okay. if you need anything, then you get referred out to a local, like I have cataracts. Mm-hmm. So I got referred out. The government called me, or the VA called me, said, well, where do you want to go to? And I went, you mean anybody? I said, you're just asking me? He goes, yeah, where do you want to go to? So I gave him the name. Next week I was in there.
Perfect.
So that works, you know, for the VA like that. But Native Americans didn't have that. Hmm.
No, we have the ability to refer out, and we pay for those services for our Native American mm-hmm. patients. You know, there's some services you can't really have in-house, cardiology,
sure.
even though we do have that at our Churn Creek campus as well. But certain specialty cares, ophthalmology, ENT, those types of things, it's easier just to refer out and cover the cost for the patient.
Absolutely. For our VA clinic here, we were sending people all the way down to Mather or to UC Davis, places like this. Right. But now they've changed it in such a way that you don't have to travel down there. They've got links with Shasta Regional, with Dignity, with a lot of the doctors around town that they can just send us out to those specialties. And that's been a godsend for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that increases patient compliance so people are healthier. And in the long run, it's cheaper for the health organization.
And when you send you're trying to send a World War II or a Korean War veteran 3 hours for a cancer treatment, yep. which is already, has side effects, they're down there for 20 or 30 minutes or most of the day, then they have to drive back, 3 hours. This was just tough. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of changes in our healthcare system, for the veterans. But when COVID started, my daughter, who worked on the Navajo reservation, many times there, she called me just at the beginning of this. And, our regular listeners have heard this before, but she said, Dad, she said, this is, I really fear for what's going to happen on the reservation because they don't have the medical care. They don't have running water. Many of them live together. In smaller areas. She just went on a list of things that she knew of, she had seen, she had been there. And she was absolutely right. It just tore through the Navajo reservation, Navajo, the Hopis. Mm-hmm. I think one of the Apache reservations, they just put a shutdown on anybody coming in, and it didn't hit them as hard. But they didn't have that medical mm-hmm. facilities to handle that vast area they have.
Yeah,
there.
You're talking 40, 50, maybe 70,000 acres of a reservation some outlying little clinics, but there's not much you can do when you don't have running water, electricity, communal housing. It spreads very fast.
It does. But that was also, you said that's part of the treaty is that we're going to get medical care.
Well, it is. I like to say that Native Americans have the first prepaid health care plan. I mean, we gave up our land with the promise of having quality health care, which was never delivered. So tribes have taken over that now.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm here, of course, with Glenn Hayward, who is the executive director of the health services for Redding Rancheria. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, okay, so you have your main campus there, and you're taking care of your own people. The Native Americans and your employees, and that's important too. They don't have to be Native Americans,
correct,
to be treated as long as they're an employee of the rancheria.
Yes,
or I guess rancheria and the casino would be the same.
Anybody that works for the Redding Rancheria, which falls under the umbrella of the tribe, the Wind River, the Hilton, the Mini Mart, any of our organizations are considered employees.
Does that are there copays on that or
no? We don't charge copays, deductibles on any of our patients, whether they're employees, Native Americans, non-Indians. We don't charge our patients ever. We don't even have a cash register in our facilities.
chortle. Now, this is any Native American.
Correct.
Okay, so if I'm traveling through and I'm a Sioux from South Dakota, then it's okay.
Absolutely. We're there to take care of you.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you, talking about people that take care of people, it's home helpers. Home helpers really picked up the slack during this COVID where so many caregivers couldn't get out there, not from home helpers. And they started helping more people. And when you help more people, you need more good employees. And Sharon Clark is looking for some amazing caregivers, people that want to help. You'll be trained. Everything will be done for you that way. You'll be matched up with a family that you can work with. And if you've ever thought about doing this either full-time or part-time, now's the time to give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Or you learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. But if you are a family and as your loved ones age, or maybe you've had a hip operation and you're not getting around, you need some help a couple of days a week, then you can call Home Helpers and they're going to have somebody there to assist you to make sure everything's okay. So whether it's an hour a day, a couple of days a week, or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Home Helpers can assist. We'll be right back, 8:14 in the morning, and air quality index, not so bad as it was yesterday. I think we're at 167. 167.
Yes.
It was close to being unhealthy yesterday, right on the edge. But we don't have like it is up in Medford, Oregon, where it's 405 today. Can you imagine that? I mean, can you even see across the street at 405?
I don't think you could.
I don't think so. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's something we can say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 61 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. Air quality index is better than it was yesterday. Still not like clear, but it's a lot better than it was yesterday. And, you know, Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. You know, the thing about Maxwell Insurance and Financial is it's preparing for the future. Ready Rancheria prepared for the future. And this is what you have to do. And you can't, you don't have a crystal ball. So you don't know. Who saw COVID? Who saw that? Well, maybe an old movie from 1956, there's going to be this. But when it hits, you've got to make sure you're prepared. And then followed, of course, by snowmageddon and then these fires. People losing their home insurance. Judy Maxwell has been helping people get that insurance back. She battles for you to make sure that you're taken care of. And her financial group wants to make sure that as you live your life and you've retired, that you have enough money to live in the same way that you've been accustomed to. All of this at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping families and seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give them a call at 221-0441. I'm here with Glenn Hayward, who's the Executive Director of Health Services for Redding Rancheria, and we talked about, you know, your tribal clinic, and which is totally free for any Native American and for the people that work for you that don't have, that are not Native American. Well, what led then to opening up another clinic?
I think
for the general population.
For the general population.
Yeah.
It really does fall in line with our tribe's vision of taking care of the seventh generation. Our decisions are made on how is this going to affect our seventh generation. So what is good for our grandkids' kids, and a robust healthcare system is part of that. Now, we all work and live in this community, so what makes a community better is when the community is healthy. So the tribe took the stance that we need to take care of all underserved populations with their healthcare, because healthcare is a key in longevity and a healthy community.
And when you have health care out there, you help the emergency rooms from being overrun, and the cost of the emergency rooms, as we know, is extremely high. And somebody has to pick that cost up if they have no insurance. That's just a way of life. Everybody, when people say, you know, there's, you know, people can't get health care. Well, unfortunately, it's emergency room health care. Mm. And as Shasta Regional's pointed out, is that when COVID started, there it was almost surreal in their emergency rooms, and because people were afraid to go in. And when they were afraid to go in, they had health conditions that worsened. So now that they're starting to come back in, it's, you know, it's even now they're having to admit where they wouldn't have to admit before. You started the clinic, and you're looking at Medicaid and Medi-Cal. Am I right?
Correct. We have campuses that predominantly take partnership, Medi-Cal. And our new Central Valley one takes Medicare as well, because the elderly population is also an underserved population for access to health care.
Mm-hmm. So you are you've partnered up with Partnership Health Plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you must know Randall Hemplin.
Yeah. I worked under Randall for a while, and he was the CEO of Shasta Regional.
Is that right?
He's a good guy.
Well, you know, he's a good friend. And when he comes in here, all the things to talk about, he always, you know, we always talk about the Partnership Health Plan. That they've got their cost, their overhead cost, like 4%,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, so you say to yourself, what does that mean? Well, that means tens of millions of dollars goes right back into the health care.
Yes. They have a great partner to work with. They've been, first when they arrived, everybody was worried.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this happened many years ago when kind of an HMO type system came in and it didn't work out well. But partnership's been a great partnership with them. They do well with us. They work with us. They look for us to expand our services. So we actively work with them.
Okay. So you opened the clinic. The first clinic was on
Churn Creek, around 1991.
Okay. But you opened up then. You're right. That was the first one. Since I've lived here in the last 13, 14 years, okay, you've expanded that.
We have. And then we opened back up on Churn Creek. We own the building. And
right.
So that one is open to all partnership patients in Shasta County, native or non-native. We have a seven-day-a-week urgent care that's available for anybody. That helps decompress the emergency rooms. We offer cardiology, physical therapy, behavioral health. We just hired a board-certified pediatrician and a board-certified pediatric psychiatrist, and she starts in October. And that's all going to be for patients in Shasta County as well.
A pediatric psychiatrist.
Yes, she's triple boarded.
So at what age are kids seen?
You know, as early as 4 and 5.
Okay. Yeah, 4 or 5, I can mm-hmm. see that.
Yeah.
So because, you know, we also have a very active ACEs scores
yes.
up here in Shasta County. ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences, which impacts on a child as they grow. And if untreated, if I understand this right, Glenn, and stop me if I'm not, as they age, as they grow up, this is going to have a profound effect on their behavior.
It does, their behavior and their overall health. So the mm-hmm. sooner you can intervene and start dealing with some of those issues, the better they'll be over the length of their lifetime.
I'm going to ask you for, if in your opinion, the fact that we take this pretty seriously up here. We've got a number of organizations that are really pushing this, including, of course, the Rancheria, that it's because of that, our number of ACEs cases is higher than, say, another county that just doesn't really have the assets or even the willingness to even look at it.
I think if you're going to delve into it and really focus on it and push it, then you are going to have higher numbers because you're actively addressing the issue, and that's going to bring the numbers a little higher.
Yeah.
But that's the key, is addressing those issues and dealing with them and making people better. I mean, a long time ago it was, just medicate people, but you're really just kind of treating the symptoms. You got to get to the core of the problem, treat the problem, and help them over the long term.
Okay. Well, a pediatrician psychiatrist.
Yes. We're excited about her coming on.
Well, I am too, but on the other hand, I'm sad in a sense of what if we come to that we need a psychiatrist for a four-year-old, and because of what's happening around them. Have you seen, since COVID has started, one of the things that's happened with One Safe Place, they were on the show a couple of weeks ago, is that this last month it had a 40% rise mm-hmm. in calls. The lady that was in here, Faith Hornsby, is also on their sexual assault response team. And Faith is a very happy person, and she's always smiling. Well, she wasn't smiling because she was on four cases that week, mm-hmm. three or four cases that week
yeah.
of sexual assault, rape. And have you seen impacts of COVID in your clinics?
We have. You know, we had the dip like everybody else did because nobody wanted to come out. But right. what we're seeing now is the increase in our behavioral health department, depression, exacerbated psychiatric problems because of isolation. But also our recovery program is very busy. We have three providers now that are just dealing with recovery at our
recovery clinic. Of alcohol and drugs,
alcohol and opioids.
Opioids. Okay. What about in the mental health side, the suicide? You know, the collateral damage of COVID. We won't know this for months, maybe even years. Mm-hmm. The collateral damage of locking everybody down, losing your jobs, and everything. Mental health in the sense of suicide or suicide prevention.
Right. I think that goes hand-in-hand with our increase in our behavioral health. I mean, we have great behavioral health providers, and we have a lot of them, so our access to them is very easy. So mm-hmm. we've been able to control that and keep our numbers from returning to a crisis mode. Knock on wood, but we've never had any of our patients that had to be 5150 because okay. they can access our care, and we take care of them. Our providers are very quick. Following up with their patients and getting them as soon as possible.
Good, because this is one of my concerns. But now I'm seeing you're reading things where teenagers they're at a highest level of depression. Mm-hmm. As we know on the reservations, the amount of the suicides. We got a new guy, and Travis is great. He's doing a good job, but. You know, got to watch for static electricity in there too. That's something I learned, that you just pass your hand over one of the knobs and everything changes.
Oh yeah, I'm learning that quick.
Yeah,
I thought they were censoring you for a second.
Nah.
No.
They have a dump button for that, and he keeps it in his lap when I'm on the air. What I was getting at though was, as we know on the reservations, the suicide rate for young people, teenagers, is just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. The numbers. So
Native Americans are definitely suffer higher suicide and alcoholism rates than the general public. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is why we really put a lot of emphasis into our behavioral health and recovery program. But that services are also open to the non-Native Americans in Shasta County.
And that's the point I was getting to, was that they're saying is that so many teenagers are depressed that mm-hmm. not being in school
yeah.
has really devastated many of them. And we've had them on the show where they've said, you know, I'm not poo-pooing athletics, but they really don't care if they can't go see a football game or go to a prom. They just want to be back in school. You think if we open the schools up totally, that might help? Opinion.
Opinion. I think that you have to walk a fine line there. There is, I think sometimes we think that personal health is everybody's personal responsibility, but when it comes to the overall population, the general health of everybody, then we have to look at it a bit of a broader perspective, because majority rule doesn't include everybody. whatever the majority rule, no matter what you're deciding, it's obviously exclusive to some group. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about the overall community health, we need to look at that as a whole rather than how do I personally feel like I'd do better. I mean, there are options. There are things you can do to help with social isolation. But, you know, I think it's just all of us working together. But the community health is bigger and broader than just somebody saying, I really want to be back in school.
Well, all my people wanted to do distance learning, or not distance learning, but distance work. Well, it's hard to do that on a board when you have to be running the boards. Oh, and yeah. I said, there'll be no distance here. In fact, we're all going to do group hugs.
There
okay, we stopped the group hugs. All right, that way. And there's, anyway, I'm just kidding. None of these people. We were lucky. We were fortunate. Everybody was able to stay at work, and I'm actually hiring new people here to help take up the slack on, or take up the number of hours we have to spend on these boards with all the shows we have.
Well, yeah, I'm fortunate. My wife's able to stay home and take care of our two kids that are distance learning because I've seen her job, and I wouldn't do it for $1 million a year.
Well, you know what? Well, things I've heard is that from home, distance learning from home is that, you know, the kids a lot of times get suspended from school, and that the teacher's drinking wine at 10 in the morning. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true, but it would be in my house.
It would be if I was teaching them. I don't know how she does it.
That's it. Go to your rooms, and you know what? Here, study. Don't care. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy teaches in over 40 different places here in California, or his team does. And he's built this team of close to 20 people to be able to teach concealed carry throughout Northern California and down it's even in getting into Central California. If you're looking to learn how to carry concealed weapon or even fire, learn how to use a firearm correctly and safely, which is the big thing that we teach there, then give Northern Firearms a phone call at 999-1822 or go to usgunpro.com to see all the classes that are being offered. We have another class that's coming up this weekend, and we've been filling these classes up for weeks, even in the middle of the summer and the smoke, because so many people have bought firearms in the last 5 months. They've set new records every month for the amount of background checks. And I'm not sure why this is, except it's the fear of the unknown is usually it, or being able to take care of yourself and your family. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Glenn Hayward.
She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotions.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Linda Botlin is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. You know what? We got Travis in here as our new producer. Every one of our producers picks out the bump music. So I can't wait. And you've picked out some good show. You've picked out some good bump music here.
Yeah, thank
Travis.
You.
And
I've been trying to keep up.
Well, you know, and Ashley runs in here. What are you going to talk about? And so I'll give her some kind of esoteric. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about rhinoceroses in this next segment. And she just looks at me. And she'll come up with a song about rhinoceroses someplace in this. So I, you know what? Your first day here running the board, bravo, bravo. Travis.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I must admit, she is helping me out.
Well, she is. I know that. Okay. We are here with Glenn Hayward, who is the Executive Director of Health Services for Reading Ranch. We discussed a number of things. One is the original, the clinic, the large campus that treats all of the Native Americans, all Native Americans, not just from the Reading Rancheria, but all Native Americans for free, but then also your employees for free. And when we say free, we mean that free. There's not even a cash register on the campus. So you go in and get your pills, you get you're seeing all that. And now you've expanded out in these other clinics. Behavioral psychology, mental health programs. You brought in a pediatrician, psychiatrist to help kids as young as 4 years old. Now, you just opened up. Now, you've got one in Bernie?
We have one in...
Hello? We need to turn him on.
What's that?
We need to turn him on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, try now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, we're on.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, we have one in Trinity County, up
Trinity,
in Weaverville.
Trinity County.
Yeah, that's
right.
A smaller one, 6,000 square feet, but we actually broke ground about 2 months ago, and we're pouring concrete here last week on a new 18,000 square feet facility in Weaverville for the patients of Trinity County.
Wow.
That's a beautiful facility going to be up there.
So how many clinics do you have now or under construction?
We have one under construction. We have three operating right now.
Okay.
Well, four operating with one under construction.
Okay. And does that include the main campus?
That includes the main campus.
Okay. What is the future of medical facilities and Reading Rancheria helping people? And again, if you're not at the main campus, this is for everybody. Medicaid, Medicare, those people that have problems finding a doctor all the time, they're there for walk-in clinics. Takes pressure off of the emergency rooms. Mm-hmm. Doing this. What is your plan? I mean, you always have a 10-year plan.
The tribe has been on a plan to expand healthcare services in Shasta and Trinity County, but we just finished last week signing off on the schematic design of our new health village. And this is a village that will be across the creek from Wind River Casino. The tribe purchased land there many years ago. We're working on developing that and bringing it to our tribal council for review. But it's about 160,000 square foot campus. But
and I've heard about that for for a couple years now. So what is that campus going to include?
The campus is really going to focus mostly on wellness. We have the medical side. It'll have all the services that we offer now for medical. But the big push is on wellness because taking care of people and keeping them well is cheaper than treating them. So there is about a 90,000 square foot part of this facility that is just dedicated to wellness. It's got an indoor NCAAP indoor basketball court. It's got an elevated running track that goes from the second floor to the third floor, indoor pool, outdoor pool. It has a full gym, spa, massage tables, a wellness component, nutrition. So it's really focusing on the wellness of the patient.
I know that the Rancheria encourages people to work out.
Yes. All of our campuses, with the exception of the new one we just built in Shasta Valley, because we remodeled that building, all have a gym on site. Mm-hmm. So our employees are encouraged to work out. We provide workout classes. We provide Pilates, yoga, and these are all free of charge to all of our patients and our employees.
Okay. When the casino moves to the new spot mm-hmm. location, what will happen? Is there anything? Can you talk about what would happen to the old casino?
You know, we don't really know yet. There's a lot of ideas that have been thrown out there, but nothing really in concrete. I think that when that comes, times gets closer, we'll start finalizing those ideas.
I've heard anything from senior housing, assisted living,
that would be a great thing. A nice senior housing that, especially for Medicare population who have such a donut hole or a high share cost. You could do something where you had senior housing there, and then they could access our wellness and for free.
Sure.
So I think some of those things are on the table, but there's lots of different options that nobody's
going to have. I bet there is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the move unless you want to, because you're kind of on the medical side.
Yeah.
So your plan then, with the new really big facility, a wellness village. But what about other clinics? Have you kind of like said, okay, we've got the clinics now to handle our population?
I think that there's plenty of patients in Shasta County that still struggle with access to care. And mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just access to quality, compassionate care. Everybody has the right to be treated with quality, compassion, and dignity. And I think that is a right when you go to your healthcare provider. So we just opened up the Central Valley Healthcare. I think there's room for growth in other areas. We just made an offer on another building next to our Trent Creek campus to try and expand that to make it bigger. So we're in the process of doing that. So I think that we have options that are still out there for improving the access to care for patients.
Do you ever think, okay, so now you're in Trinity County and Shasta County. Is there MODOC? Is that in the future?
Now, our compact with Indian Health Services restricts us to Shasta, the western two-thirds of Shasta County and all of Trinity County. So that's our service area.
Okay. So you're not going to be able to expand in other places because, it seems like a good idea. This is all based on Medicare and Medicaid payments coming into you then too, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. I've heard for years, you can see it at when I first moved here. I went, because I needed to find the doctor. I hadn't started with the VA yet, and for my wife. And signs on there, no Medicare, no TRICARE. And TRICARE, of course, is the, for military.
Right.
Their dependents and retired military. And I saw signs on a couple of caregivers. Did that have anything to do with your idea or your plans, for the health of the county? Is that a lot of people couldn't be seen by doctors? They weren't taking Medicare?
That is the
vision. Or Medicaid?
Right.
Medi-Cal?
Medi-Cal, Medicare. I think that has been the driving force and the vision of our tribal council for all these years is to always provide quality health care to the underserved population. And sometimes that population is the lower-income young people or it's the Medicare-age population that can't get access to care.
How many people do you all help a year?
We have,
I asked Tracy this, and her eyes got big, and she goes, know, you need to ask Lynn that. She says mine would be a guess.
So we have about a little over 20,000 patients in our health system. So, that's broken up over different campuses, but we expanded up to about a little over 20,000 patients.
Well, that's double what I thought.
Oh, okay.
I did know the one you opened up on Sharon Creek here was helping 6,000. So I guess if I had extrapolated from that, I could have hit 20.
Yeah.
But 20,000 people in these two counties are now coming to y'all's clinic on a regular basis. They've got doctors. They're not having to go to emergency rooms. They're taking the pressure off other doctors. They're not taking that insurance anyway.
True. Well, they have access to specialty care. They've got access to wellness. Mm-hmm. And like our main campus, even any of the outside campuses, we don't charge copays or deductibles. So we don't charge anybody anything to use our facilities for medical care.
Okay. Wow. I'm, of course, with Glenn Hayward, who is the Executive Director of Health Services, and this is the plan that Rancheria has been working on for years, a vision for health care for our communities in Trinity County and Shasta County, and they're building these facilities as we speak, opening them up, and treating right now over 20,000 people. So the new place, and that's not counting the new 18,000-square-foot facility.
Right.
So we're going to even add on to that then.
We think we can probably accommodate another 6,000 patients up in that facility once it's up and running fully. We've been recruiting providers to move to Weaverville, which we have done.
You know, I've got to take a break. I'm going to ask you that on the way back. We're having problems getting doctors up here. Now, I want to talk to you about that. How do you recruit doctors and nurses from other areas to come here? And it's more than just money, obviously. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am going down today at 1:15 to get my haircut. This is a place that's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do everything by appointment. They've done everything by appointment for over a year now. So if you give them a call at 244-9478, make your appointment. Before, you could be in there for, 30 minutes or so. Waiting for a haircut, but it kind of gives you a good time to catch up on your car and track and guns and ammo and, flight magazines, motorcycle magazines and all that. Well, you can't do that now under these semi-opening of businesses. But everything there is sanitized 10 minutes between each customer so that they sanitize the chair. Everything is disposable drapes that they put over you and themselves. Plus the fact it's the best haircut in town. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Glenn Hayward.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Pension reform. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor of District 4. How strong is Shasta County government? One factor to examine is pension debt. Shasta County is underfunded to the tune of $534 million. This means that for Shasta County taxpayers, we must spend approximately $20 million a year for the next 20 years to cover this debt. What could we do with an extra $20 million a year? I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I just thought you ought to know. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor of District 4.
Ad paid for by YesN22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic. Historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of
of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're getting thumbs up there, Travis, on that one.
Thank you.
Phone lines here, 605-4567, 8:50 in the morning, 63 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a call, give them a call at 365-3793. As they say, everybody gets their propane from the same spot. All these businesses. So it comes down to customer service. And Chuck and Judy Kenny, they've built this 23 years of service, which is just outstanding. I can't say enough about them. Plus, they support so many great organizations here that are out helping people. That's Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Glenn Hayward, who is the Executive Director of Health Services for Reading Rancheria. We've talked about how they've expanded. They're helping over 20,000 people in our county, in Trinity County. Mm-hmm. And once Trinity County's new facility gets built, add another 6,000 onto that. And they take Medicaid, Medi-Cal, Medicare, but also TRICARE. Mm-hmm. You also take TRICARE, which is a big thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, the TRICARE is definitely needed in this area, and then working with the VAs, because, you know, historically over the year, the VAs had a trouble getting patients in and seeing them. So IHS has worked closely with the VA to allow tribes to see VA patients as well and take care of them.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Also, now, a concern of all of the medical facilities up here is getting doctors mm-hmm. and nurses and medical professionals in here. Do you have that problem?
We have not had that problem. We have been able to hire and recruit probably 15 or 16 providers over the last 5 years, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's a multifaceted approach. There's a lot of things that go into making that happen, but it can be done.
It's not just money.
It isn't just
because
money. No.
The hardest part that I understand talking to CEOs of organizations is it's selling the wife. Because the spouse.
Yeah.
It's spouse now. So selling a spouse on moving to this area,
mm-hmm.
do you find that same?
It is. You definitely have to bring the spouse, and you have to bring the kids, too. I mean, so if it's family, you have to take the time to bring them out and show them the area. You have to have good schools. You have to have good resources, things for them to do on top of that because, you know, With the tribe, our CEO and COO, Stacy and Tracy, have really built a culture around balancing life and having a pleasant place to work. So a lot of organizations preach that you know, this is the greatest place to work. But really, with the Redding Rancheria, we encourage balancing life. So our providers, we get them out on time. We don't work them on late at night. We do things for them to help them get to see their kids' games.
Their weekends. They have their weekends off.
Their weekends, you know, if
that works. If that's the schedule.
It is. And if they need next week a day off next week because they want to go watch their kids' performance at 10 o'clock, we schedule their patients around that. So we work around our providers and all of our employees to have them a balance of life. We've got some guiding values that really go into the basics of every decision that we make. And those guiding
values. Give us some examples, please.
Working together, embracing change, balancing life. Those are the ones that we really encourage. But the balancing life is the one that everybody, and it's not just unique to doctors. Doctors are just like normal people, too.
Sure.
They have kids. They've got commitments. And they're just getting out of medical school where they've been working 100 hours a week in residency. And they're tired. And they want to come to a place, practice medicine, like they were trained to practice medicine. Our pharmacy doesn't dictate what kind of medications they can prescribe because we don't let them do that. It's not insurance-driven.
Do you know that? That was a big surprise to me one time, that the pharmacy says no.
Yeah.
That overrides the doctor.
Well, they're saying no because the insurance is telling the pharmacy, no, you can't bill for that.
Yeah, but, you know, for the VA, it shouldn't make a difference.
No, it shouldn't.
But when they said that, I went, well, that's strange.
It is.
You know,
because
there's different types of meds for different, you know, you can use three, maybe four different types of meds for whatever condition it is. And if the doctor prescribes this one, no, we're going to do this one.
That one's not covered, right.
Well, yeah, you're right, probably. But
you know, pharmacies will dispense anything, just want to get paid for it. So if insurance companies say, I'm not going to pay for it, they won't dispense it. But with our pharmacy, it's an open formulary, so our doctors can prescribe what they want to prescribe. They can practice medicine like they were trained to practice medicine, not lawsuit medicine. So I think that's a driving force, too, that they can actually just practice medicine.
And I learned something else today during the break is one of the ways, you know, if you've got $200,000 in college debt, that coming to work for like Redding Rancheria or other Native American facilities, and they will – do you work it off or do they just – they just forgive.
There's a couple programs out there. There's some through the federal government where they give them a check every year towards paying off their student loans.
Okay.
Some are just if you had an IHS loan, then you just have to work off that many years based on how many years you got the loan.
Right.
So there's lots of different options out there for them. But, you know, if they came out with $200,000 debt, I would say that they're very little. Most of them are coming out in the $400,000 and $500,000 right now. It's crazy, the price of medical school.
But also you said that Shasta Regional and Dignity also – they can get that. It's because we're considered rural.
Yeah, and Mercy works with us as well, too. They have a recruitment program, a very robust Dignity Health does, and they help with sign-on bonuses as well to bring doctors into the area. So if we bring a doctor in, they work with us, and we use that as a sign-on bonus as well. And their only commitment is that they have admitting privileges to the hospital. So it works well. You have to work with both hospitals. You have to work with everybody, and we all need to work together to improve our community. So that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be a competition. It should just be how do we make it better.
Make it better for all of us.
Absolutely.
I've been blessed, I think, with the VA clinic that we have here. Mm-hmm. I think many of us believe that the VA clinic we have here. I've had the same doctor since 2007.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I know. I mean, can you believe this? I keep asking, when are you going to retire? He goes, he says, I'll get you to 80. And he says, I'll probably retire. And I went, get me to 80? I was kind of planning on more. But that's a stability that people need. And you're offering that same stability to people.
We are. We're offering a place where you can stay long-term. You can retire. This is your home. So it's not just a patient medical home. It's a employee home. This is where you're going to be the rest of your life, and we're going to make your job pleasant.
What are your concerns for the future?
You know, I think when we're talking about healthcare, the concern is always ever-changing healthcare policy. Sometimes that just depending on what administration or who controls certain areas, sometimes those decisions, whether it's at the state level or the federal level, some of those decisions can affect the access to care for the underserved, and that's always a concern for the Redding Rancheria.
Too much bureaucracy, and I mean, I've heard this from everybody, but I'd like to hear from you because you've got a number of clinics.
It is.
Too much bureaucracy?
There is, and it seems to be always the first thing they cut when they want to balance budgets is health care for people, and that's not the appropriate way to do it because it just drives up costs. If you start cutting access to care, people are driven to the emergency rooms and hospitals, which is not cost-effective primary care. So at the end of the day, it doesn't save you any more money. It costs you more money. So, you know, I think that I worry about that is balancing state and federal budgets on the back of health care.
Yeah, we got like about a minute minute and a half left. Final thoughts here.
You know, I think we're very excited about our Central Valley Healthcare. It just opened up last week. We have a primary care and an urgent care up there, so you don't limit. You can just walk in. If you have kids like I do, they were never sick at noon on a Wednesday when you were off work for lunch, so they're sick at all different times. So that's why we have an open access urgent care. We have a great team
over the weekends and everything.
It's not open the weekends yet. Okay. We're going up to practice. Our Churn Creek Healthcare is open on the weekends. Okay. There's 7 days a week for that urgent care. Partnership Medi-Cal patients go in there. And if you need an appointment to establish care at Shasta Lake City in our Central Valley Healthcare, you can call 953-0015 and get an appointment and establish one of our new doctors up there.
That's great.
Thank you.
I don't want to sound like I'm a cheerleader here for all this, but this is just all good news here. Over 20,000 people being helped, expanding these facilities as we go along. And the bottom line is a healthier community is a better community.
Absolutely. Everybody's better off.
Okay. Well, there's probably about two, three other questions I want to ask you, but it's about to run out of time here. So I'll ask you after this.
Okay.
after we're off the air. Tomorrow, my friends, we have Sheriff Eric McGreen coming in.
Oh, good.
And Sheriff comes on once a month, third Wednesday of every month. And then, but at 7 o'clock, we're having Mike DeQuisto, Redding City Councilman. And we're going to talk about what happened at that closed session the other day, because Mike DeQuisto voted against selling quote surplus property to a land trust, which effectively blocks any type of expansion for building the casino there on I-5. So we're going to discuss that and what his thoughts were on that. Everybody have a great day. Try to stay inside. The air quality is not as bad as it has been, but it's still bad out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys today. Gonna stand.